The title of this segment is Modern Society, Urbanism, and Societal Survival. The issue with living within an urban Western society is that it has largely become relegated to urban mentality, urban dominance. Even though the mass majority of the populace in most nations still is not based in an urban area, the policies and social norms that are created, and I use norm very loosely, are created and pushed forth by people who live and exist in an urban environment. The survival of a society requires at least a balance between urban and rural mentality. A very close friend of mine and I had a very in-depth conversation recently about his perspective, having grown up in a very rural setting, moving into the city, his expectations and experiences moving from a very rural northwestern city into Europe to go to school, being presented with socialist and communal living mentalities of the European environment, and the way that he ebbed and flowed back and forth as he was convinced early on that living in the city, the only people who are intelligent live in the city. He later grew and evolved to recognize the value of both sides. There's certainly no question that if you're talking about fine detailed knowing where the fork and the knife goes and in what order on the of the silverware being placed onto a napkin and where the napkin goes and how you set and so forth, all those matters of social etiquette are going to be much higher likely to be found within an urban environment. Education is largely associated to an urban environment. All of the major universities and colleges across the civilized world all exist within mostly urban environments. Why? Because everyone goes there, so they all cleave to that. Why is it that I tell every prepper, every survivalist, every preparedness person to always look where they're going to move and move somewhere where they are not in one of the following? Don't live in a city. Don't live on the edge of a city. Don't move into a county seat. Even if it is in a rural area, if you live in the county seat, you will be besieged by the highest amount of problems, social, deviance, threats, crime, you name it, it's there. Why? Because people who have problems, people who interact with the system of the government, have the desire to be closest to that with which they interact every day. If you can't drive because you lost your license, or because you can't afford to have a car, or because you're on welfare, or because you have a disability, or and, you're going to wish to live where you can get up, walk out of your place of living, and walk to the things that you need. Social services, food, water, etc., etc. If you live in a rural area, you are demanded to be basically self-reliant and self-sustaining. This is the reality. If you have to drive a half an hour to 45 minutes to get to the Wawa or the Wendy's or to get to Walmart or the feed store to feed your animals, you become very self-sufficient. You become very well regimented. You become very structured. And over a period of time, you have a very firm grasp on time and doing time maintenance for yourself, because if you don't, you will waste a lot of what you don't have, and then you won't have a lot of what you need. This is the reality. In modern society, we have, because of the accoutrements, the value that we have gotten back from having the things that we get as a result. cars, boats, airplanes, libraries, schools, businesses, TV, internet, etc., etc. All these things have made us soft. I'm not complaining. I love partaking in them. But I am always carefully rooted in the idea that if something happened and it went away, I would still survive. That's the reality. When I want to be able to survive, I can't look at the things that come from those constructs that we make, those false realities, those things that are propping us up. If we didn't have the things we did, a lot of people you know would probably die. When we talk about EMP, I talked about it in some other segments with Dr. Peter Pry, and when I talked about the effects of EMP on both humans and on the world about us, if you have a pacemaker and an EMP goes off and you live only as a result of that pacemaker consistently zapping you to keep you alive, you're in trouble. This is the reality of the difference between modern society and the way it used to be with rural society. You would have just died. I'm not saying that's great. I'm simply saying you have to know the limits and the reality. If you live every day as a result of having to take certain drugs, what will you do if those drugs are no longer available tomorrow? Because of societal unrest, because of a war, because of a natural disaster. What if that interruption in normal services and supplies lasts 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years? Look, if you were in the Philippines, people in the Philippines had an incident in 2010, I believe it was, and they were hit by a hurricane, and they still have no infrastructure repaired yet today. This is the reality. That is the real world happening today in this world that we live in. You must understand that it's critical to maintain a mentality that says, I know I enjoy living in the world and I don't want to be ostracized because I live in the country and live like a country bumpkin. But you must know what it takes to live without the things you have, at least for some time, and could ramp up to doing it even longer. This is why I promote things like gardening, urban gardening, suburban gardening, suburban homesteading. If you practice these things every day when you don't have to, you will create the neural pathways and the experiences that will give you a leg up that if you had to do it and something unexpected or unfathomable did happen, like in the GridX situation where they talked about an EMP or a cyber attack that downed the electrical grid from Boston to DC for 90 days. When we look at these things, we know that if the government's looking at that as a possibility, they are a real threat. If that happened, have you built experiences for yourself that will make it into a viable, survivable thing? Or will you end up being a refugee begging from the government and other groups for food, shelter, etc.? Think about that now. What have you done to protect yourself, your family, your community? It is not just you. If you do not work with your neighbors, they will become the ones who take what you have, and you both will die in a result of that. But if you build skills, they can't steal them from you. Someone may steal your supplies, but they won't be able to steal your skills. They are barterable. They will make you important, make you valuable, and make you worth keeping alive. This is the time to prepare. Do not get sucked into this urban mentality that says, oh, please, it'll never happen. There are too many of us. We've got it covered. Look what we have. It's all good. In a blink of an eye, they're not going to target the rural areas. They're not going to target the outlying suburban areas. They're going to target the main urban areas, the cities. That's what's going to happen. Please, I beg of you that you take some time to get serious about learning about the things that I have covered in the classes, on the practice preparedness classes. Go visit my meetup.com groups, join, give us some ideas of what you want to learn about, and I'll put together some more meetups on those topics. There are some new ones coming up, first Monday and third Thursday of the month. Check that out if you're in the local South Jersey, Philadelphia area. Meanwhile, visit PracticeSurvival.com. Look at the things I have there. Visit PracticeSelfReliance.com. Look at Disaster Preparedness. Look at the PlanForDisaster.com side and SurvivalRisks.com. I have all the links to all of my sites that have a compendium of information for you to learn and educate yourself from. Start small, bite-sized pieces, jump through and practice preparedness. I actually started putting up a training course on there for you to look at. Take a look and lighten yourself, please. That'll be it for this segment, and come back and visit us again.